We like simple things. If you think about it, food that's simple to prepare. And I don't know if you've noticed advertising over these past few years, but food also that has simple ingredients that you can read and understand and actually know what you're eating. That's a great slogan. It's simple. My favorite ice cream. Sugar, it's milk, it's frozen, it's good. It's not just our food, but our clothing. Perhaps some of you here today have those slip-on kind of shoes that you don't have to tie. It used to be Velcro. That was the simple way of doing it. Now just slide your feet in and you slide your feet out. Our clothes, our food, even our cars and our technology. We want the device to just plug in and start it up and you're ready to go. You don't have to download anything or, you know, open another app or plug into something else. Make it simple. We want it simple. Keep it simple. We like simplicity. And actually, if you look around you, this beautiful basilica is constructed on that principle that simplicity is glorious. Here in this place with very clean lines, with unhindered light, and a great expanse of vaulted ceilings, here we're drawn into what's uncomplicated. It's the lure of simplicity. And here in the simple structure that is so glorious and magnificent in its beauty, we understand that Jesus is present in this beautiful place. You may not know this, but this is the geographic center, not of the state of Maryland, but of the city of Baltimore. If you look at the map and you measure by miles or kilometers, or if you go by blocks, we are actually in the geographic center of Baltimore City. By accident or by preparation and planning, the heart of our city is this beautiful basilica. Or in other words, here we have the beating heart of our city, Jesus Christ present in his body and blood, the Eucharistic heart of Jesus. In this simply beautiful place. I heard a Redemptorist missionary some years ago, Father Donald Maniscalco, give a parish mission talk based solely on a paper cup. That was his whole talk. No script, no papers, just a paper cup. He was preaching about sin and God's mercy. And the paper cup, as simple and as fragile as it was able to hold the message. He said, if you fill the cup with harmful, corrosive, or poisonous chemicals, it won't last. It can't. But fill it with fresh water, and it will endure. He said, people are like paper cups. We're not made to hold everything. I remember Father Maniscalco's voice trembling as he mentioned sin. He said, some of what we endeavor to hold within ourselves can be destructive and harmful to us. And the mercy portion of this sermon stays with me even to this day. He said, as fragile and as small as we are created to hold God. We are created to contain God. God's grace, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's love, and God's very presence. His message was simple, not overly complicated. And that's probably why I remember it so well. Unadorned, straightforward, easy, unembellished, effortless, simple words. Simple implies clarity. If you look at the word simple, intelligibility, plainness. Don't we all want life to be simple? And isn't our world very complicated? And maybe that's the drive towards simplicity in our shoes and our food and our cars and our homes and our electronic devices. This drive for making it simple is because all around us seems so hard to figure out, so complicated, so difficult. As you're sitting here today, pull back the veil, remove the altar, set the tabernacle aside, take away the ciborium, or the Lune or the Monstrance or the Chalice. Jesus in the Eucharist is utterly simple. You can't get more simple. You can't. That may be why it's so hard for some people to believe that Jesus is really and truly present. So small, so seemingly insignificant, just very simple. How could something so simple hold the full measure of the work of redemption? How could something so small and seemingly insignificant contain the mystery of our redemption? The smallness and simpleness of Jesus' body and blood means the world to us, and it contains the world and beyond in our Lord, there present. It's just too simple to believe, really, isn't it? In our complicated world of science and technology, of theories and ideologies, in our world that is just swirling with competing and contrasting ideas, where everyone wants to argue a point, you can't really argue with this. Is there any presence more simple than Jesus there in the Holy Eucharist? If we, with all our flaws and frailty, can contain the great goodness of God, you and me, we fail. We're sinful. We make mistakes. We embarrass ourselves and other people. They cause shame and disgrace. It's true. We all know we've all been there. That's why when we kneel in the dark confessional and whisper our sins to God and the priest who is the instrument of God's mercy, we ask for forgiveness. Because we know our weakness. And if we, with all our faults, all our frailty, can contain God's goodness, can contain God's presence and greatness, then what of the thin plain-armed host that holds all his love for us to consume? In the Eucharist, Jesus is present in radical simplicity. I'm a Redemptorist, and I'm very faithful to reading the Visits to the Blessed Sacrament, written by St. Alphonsus Liguori. And it is a classic, but when you say it's a classic, then some people say, well, it's not really worth reading. No, it's a classic that survives. It needs to be read daily. There are 31 visits, one visit for each day of the month. And I've been reading them for almost 50 years. And they never get old, and there's always something new and fresh, and always something, and if this sounds like an advertisement, it really is. It's a conversation starter, look at it that way. It's not meant to be the prayer only, the reading, the reflection only that Alphonsus offers, but he says this is a conversation starter. And you don't know what to say when you're at a loss for words, when your mind is tired and your heart is weary, open this up. And what he does is he opens us up to the presence of our Lord through these words. I love that he says this in one of the visits. And it gets to this point of the radical simplicity of Jesus present in the Most Blessed Sacrament. He says, Jesus is present not to intimidate or frighten, not to overwhelm those who come to him. Jesus does not appear in divine glory and majesty. And then to quote, he says, do not fear my majesty. It is hidden in this bread to overcome your fear and to give you confidence. And then I love this part. He says, listen to this. He says, this is Alphonsus putting words into the mouth of Jesus in the Eucharist. My beautiful one, God's grace fills you with splendor. Come and throw yourself into my arms. Tell me your every wish, dream, and desire, and be without fear. How simple that Jesus in the Eucharist is just there waiting for us to throw ourselves into his loving arms. In those simple elements of bread and wine, really and truly present, What we have is actually one of the greatest acts of mercy of our Lord. That he looks on us with mercy, knows who we are, how we are, and says, the only way I'm going to get those folks to approach me is to get small, to be little, to be smaller and more fragile and more weak and more simple than they are. Radical simplicity in our Lord, and it's an act of mercy because he wants you to approach him. He desires more than anything that you throw yourself into his loving arms. In our fast-paced world, full of noise and distractions, filled with worry and work, doesn't there come a point when we wish that all things were a bit more simple? The world can be so complicated. But sit before our Lord in the Eucharist. He will show you the simple way. He is more simple than anyone you will ever encounter. And more easily understood. And more easily understood than all that the world contains. When all around us is swirling and unintelligible and complicated confusion, he comes as a morsel of bread and a sip of wine and says, this alone, let me fill you. He says, you are empty and I am full. Let me fill you. Let me love you. The Lord is here. And he surrounds us with beauty that cannot be contained. The Lord is here in the Eucharist. And this is a beautiful place, isn't it? Absolutely beautiful. For the praise, honor, and glory of God built this beautiful building, this basilica. But its beauty is magnified and intensified by his presence in the tabernacle and on the altar. And Jesus wants to do that to you. To abide in you, fill you up. He comes to us and says, you are empty. I will fill you. I am full of love. Us with his presence, those who gather here, not the place, but people. And so as we gather here in the beating heart of Baltimore City, here, this place, the beating Eucharistic heart of Christ is present, and we have gathered, not in his presence, but in his heart, all gathered as one. Bring in your emptiness. Bring in your brokenness. Bring in what is lacking in you. Bring in all that is complicated, worrisome, and so difficult to understand. And let him love you. Let him fill you. He says, let me fill you like an empty cup with my grace and love and with an abundance of mercy and everlasting life. I am here. You are here. You are empty, he says, and I am full. Let me fill you. Let me love you. And in loving you, let me intensify your beauty. Because even as beautiful as this place is, even as beautiful as any church, or altar, or tabernacle, or sacred vessel, you were created to hold God. And to be the vessel that carries him into the world. So that the world might know his loving presence, his grace, his goodness, his mercy, and his salvation.